Funny Weekly Taurus, only one Taurus version this week. No short and sweets anymore. No miserable, grumpy version of me anymore. Me, because I got my moon in Taurus. Because I love Taurus. I love Taurus. I love Taurus. I love Taurus energies. Anybody that's got Taurus planets in Taurus, I love them automatically. That's the definition of all Taurus now in the world. Because we've got the sun in Taurus, we've got the full moon in Scorpio, Jupiter in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus. Oh, it's this Taurus. Oh, don't you love life right now? And what you should be able to see very clearly this week, all Taurus in the world, is you should be able to see the difference between good people and bad people. Good for you and bad for you. You see, the vast majority of people in the world that you exist in the world are all mean and selfish and miserable and grumpy people. Just walk through a shopping mall. Just walk through Grand Union Station. Just walk through an airport. Just walk, you know, people look at their faces. Their faces, Taurus defines your face. The face is ruled by Taurus energies. That's what Taurus is about. The beauty, that's what Taurus is, the elegance. That's why Taurus, you got to look after yourself. That's why you look after your hair, you look after your smiles, you look after your makeup, you have lipstick, your eyes sparkle. Because Taurus is the face energy. And when you look at people's faces, they look so miserable and grumpy. You want to kill yourself when you look at some people. They're so miserable. In certain countries, they're even more miserable than others. Certain climates where it's cold and they're miserable, cold and miserable, mice are miserable people. Oh, that's horrible. But when you find people who instinctively and naturally smile at you because you smile back at them, because you smile, because you're emitting the Taurus energy now, that you love life. And when you love life, you're emitting a different energy. You're also very attractive. Now, Taurus energies, you're attractive. Why are you attractive? What's done it for you? The sun is now in your star sign. Unlike all the other star signs in the world, all of them, a whole lot of them, they haven't got the sun in their star sign. The sun is the radiant energy. The sun in Taurus, the full moon in Scorpio. This is your turn. And therefore, what you're experiencing deep down inside you is a revolution at the moment. You're actually experiencing a revolution. You're realizing, those of you who've been a bit miserable and grumpy the past couple of weeks, those of you who haven't been feeling quite right, now you've woken up and you feel right, and you feel so feisty and so determined, and you're so correct. Everything you can see now, you can look at people's faces and see they're a loser, they're a winner. They're a lovable person, they're a hateful person. They're a good person, they're a bad person. You can look at everybody and look at them. And now that you're looking at the horrible ones of the world, look at their faces. No, they are toxic. They are disgusting. They are repulsive. They are not going to be part of your life. So the good news is, now that your Taurus energies are back, and believe me, it's come pretty sharp, hasn't it? It's come, it's landed very quickly because of the strength of the moon, especially the full moon Scorpio. Now that you're back, you're going to make wise decisions. And when a Taurus makes a wise decision, you are a star sign that sticks to your decisions. For those of you who are now looking at your future, you've got a new energy inside you. You're looking now at what you want in life, what you want and what you don't want. It's a very clear-cut energy. It's what you want, what your heart really wants you to want, and what you don't want anymore. And when you make a decision to finish something, to end something, to cease with something, then you actually have so much energy inside you that you're actually alive inside. And for a Taurus to be alive inside, it only comes because you've now finally cut away the dead energies. And that's what the full moon in Scorpio is all about. Cutting away the dead energies. Telling the deadness to go away. Leave me alone. And you actually feel refreshed. It feels good. It might be a thought energy. But by golly, the thought energy and the emotional energies, they are really uplifting for all Taurus.